This is an executive summary of inherited property in DST 1031 exchanges, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Inheriting real estate can be a mixed blessing. The property may carry sentimental and financial value, but it also brings decisions and complications, heirs who don't want to manage it, multiple heirs who disagree about what to do, and the practical difficulty of dividing a single building. Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs, and 1031 exchanges can help, but the situation has an important wrinkle. Inherited property generally receives a step-up in basis to its date of death value, so selling soon after inheriting may produce little or no taxable gain, meaning a 1031 may not be needed to defer tax in that moment. Even so, exchanging inherited property into DSTs can be valuable for converting it into passive, diversified, divisible income without the burden of management. This guide explains the challenges of inherited property, the step-up in basis, exchanging into fractional DST interests, dividing interests among heirs, and coordinating family decisions. This estate content is educational, not advice. Coordinate with your estate attorney and CPA. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice, and this is not investment advice. Heirs considering a DST exchange should start with our comprehensive Delaware Statutory Trust Primer to understand the basics. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.